Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We ended our last episode thinking about Naaman's faith in God, evident on his return to Elisha's house. He confessed, quote, "Now I know there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." 2 Kings 5, verse 15. He wanted to show gratitude by giving the man of God a gift, quote, "but he refused," verse 16. Like salvation, God's gifts are not for sale. You receive them freely or not at all. Then Naaman made a strange request, quote, "two mule loads of earth, for your servant will no longer offer either burnt offerings or sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord," verse 17. Both his skin and his faith were childlike. If he was going to worship Israel's God, let him do it on Israeli soil. Like the believer today, our lives are outposts of heaven. We're in this world, but we're grounded in the love of God. Now Naaman's newly alive conscience anticipates a problem. As chief of security, Syria's king will be leaning on his arm when they enter, quote, "the temple of Rimmon," verse 18. When the king bows, Naaman will have to bend. What should he do? Elisha's response, quote, "go in peace," verse 19. The Lord would guide him. Interestingly, the next time the Syrians appear, Naaman isn't mentioned. But as Naaman headed home, he was waylaid by Gehazi. Elisha had changed his mind about the gift, lied Gehazi. Had God changed his mind too? Elisha's words had been, "as the Lord lives, before whom I stand," verse 16. God's honor was at stake. When Gehazi returned, Elisha asked, "where did you go?" Verse 25. "Nowhere." "Oh, Gehazi, my heart went with you. It isn't time to enrich yourself from God's work." Thus Gehazi not only brought home silver and garments, he brought Naaman's leprosy as well. He also brings home the point. It's never a good time to be, quote, "peddling the word of God," 2 Corinthians 2:17.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.